What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
Milk bucket.
Okay. Now, what would you call the same thing if it's made out of metal?
Milk pail.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Oh, a skillet.
Okay. Would you ever call it anything besides a skillet?
Frying pan.
Okay. Now, is there a difference between a skillet and frying pan?
Yes, skillet's most thick and heavy, but it's made out of
steel.
Cast. Made out of cast.
Uh-huh.
Cast iron.
And what about the, now that's the skillet that's made out of cast iron?
Yes.
And then what about the frying pan? Is that's made out of a lighter material?
Yeah, some kind of tin.
Uh-huh. Well, now, do they both have sides on them? I mean, are they shaped the same way, the skillet and frying pan?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody call a skillet or a frying pan a spider or a creeper?
No, I don't believe I have.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on and off?
A faucet.
And what would you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Call it a barrel faucet.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
Barrel. Call it a spigot.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
What's that? Paper bag.
Okay. What do you call a great big bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
Call them sacks.
Okay. Would you ever call it a special kind of sack, depending on what it was made out of?
Well, some being they call it toe sack.
Okay. And what are toe sacks used for?
Planting seed of a different kind. Mule feed, cow feed.
Uh-huh.
Several.
Well, are they useful after you've taken the original material out? I mean, if you buy a feed sack, can you use it for anything after you've used the feed?
Well, yes. We can put some of that in it to carry out, like what we want to carry to.
Uh-huh. Okay. what do you call a musical instrument that's about that long and about that tall, and you hold it up to your mouth and blow on it? Can you play one of those? what about the same kind of thing that's metal and shaped like that and you put it up to your teeth and pick it?
Jigsaw.
Okay. Can you play one of those? what do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle and one child sits on one end, one sits on the other, and they go up and down like that?
Down, we call it a seesaw.
Okay. Did you used to play on one of those when you were a child? And how was that built? What was it? What did it rest on?
It'd be on a stump, either a block, but mostly we only find a stump.
Yeah.
And it fits. You know, with a pin, drive a pin down through the hole.
Uh-huh.
Keep it moving around.